Boat is about God. Is it going to rain this year? Because if it doesn't, we're going to die. When they built the first temple, Solomon dedicated it on Sukkot. Look it up. It was Sukkot when he dedicated this new house to God. And then he prayed a long prayer, a good Dutch Reformed long prayer. Look it up. It'll be just like the ones you remember as a child, if you're in the Dutch Reformed tradition. In that prayer, in Chronicles chapter 3, Solomon says, God, when you turn your face toward this place, send us rain. Ah, maybe the palm branch has to do with rain. So they began to say, whether the Bible meant this or God intended it or not, if you shake a palm branch, it sounds like it's raining. Try it sometime with permission. Just wave it. Don't do it next Sunday if you're not supposed to, but maybe like during the collection, wave it. And you'll hear what sounds like rain. So they said, the palm branch is our way of saying, God, please send rain, send rain, send rain. I don't know if it was or not, but that's what they put into it. Now, they also included on Sukkot Psalm 118. That became their Sukkot song. The stone the builders rejected has been made the head of the corner. The Lord has done this. It is marvelous in our eyes. What does that have to do with Sukkot? Let's go on. Oh, Lord, save us. How do you say that in Hebrew? Hosanna, 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 Hoshana in Hebrew. Oh, Lord, save us. Oh, Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, they sang. But what does that have to do with Sukkot? Come with me. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is God. He has made his light to shine upon us. With bows in hand, let us join the festive procession up to the altar. When do you go up to the altar in a festive procession with a branch? Sukkot. So they said, that's the Sukkot song. With bow in hand, let's join the festive procession up to the altar and let's sing, Hosanna, 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 blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, Hosanna means save us. But if scholars, Jewish sages are correct, what did they mean? Save us from what? Save us by what? By rain. Save our lives by sending rain. That's how they understood it. Not save us from our sins. Not save us from an enemy, but save us from famine, send rain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, bows in hand up to the altar. So the context of Palm Sunday is A, it's the holiday season, Passover, and B, there's going to be something about palm branches and hosannas. But what on earth are they doing at Passover time? There are Jewish scholars who've argued that your New Testament is in error and that it wasn't Passover when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, but it was Sukkot. Because they've recognized they're doing the Sukkot stuff. Palm branch and shouting Hosanna. But I think there's another way of looking at it. So come with me. Oh Lord, save us. Hosanna, they sang as they waved palm branches. There's another cultural piece. You got a place in your mind? Just nod, and then I go on. My students have learned that over the years. They just nod, and I go on. Something else has happened in the intervening time between Solomon and Jesus. What happened was, in 180, about, the temple was seriously defiled with paganness, including a pagan idol and pig entrails, by the Seleucid Greeks. And God's beautiful, wonderful, holy house was defiled. So a group of Jewish heroes, freedom fighters, not soldiers for the most part, just ordinary farmers and potters and you name it, called the Maccabees, defeated the greatest army in the world, drove out the Seleucid Greeks, and cleansed God's holy temple. Again, there's so much I want to tell you about that, but I can't. They call that holy moment Hanukkah. which means the dedication of the temple. Now, if you look carefully in the Gospel of John, it's on Hanukkah when the Jews in the temple say to Jesus, "Tell us plainly, are you the Messiah or not?"